丁。
啊 ，main verse。
在以弗所书第一章。
It's Ephesians chapter 1.
第九节到十一节。
In verses 9 to 11.
但在这三节的圣经里头。
And in these three verses.
我主要的有几句比较重要的话把它浓缩起来。
And there are a few important phrases.
他旨意的奥秘。
It's the mystery of his will.
照日期满足的安排。
And according to arrangement and the fulfillment of time.
使那在诸天上的。
So that all those in heaven.
和那在地上的。
And all those in, on earth.
全都归在基督里。
They will be all summed up in Christ.
在他里面。
In himself.
照着他旨意的计划。
According to plan of his will.
我加上末了一句话。
And I add one more sentence.
我们也在其中得了基业。
We received inheritance.
在这一段圣经里头。
And in this passage.
给我们看见。
We can see.
他神的旨意是一个奥秘。
It's a mystery to know God's will.
但是神这个奥秘的旨意。
But this mysterious will of God.
却是有安排的。
Actually, there are some arrangement.
照着那个围着那个日期的满足。
And because of the fulfillment of these days.
围着基督的要再来。
And for Christ's return.
神有完美的安排。
God has a very good arrangement.
要使那个在诸天上的。
And all those in heaven.
还有在地上的。
And all the things on earth.
都要完全归在基督的里面。
And all this will be summed up in Christ.
神不是借着他的儿子创造了万有。
Not only through Christ, God has created the whole universe.
神还要使万有在一个神所定的那个日子里头。
And God also wants to have this day according to His plan.
都要归到基督的里面。
Then all things shall sum up in Christ.
在基督的里面。
In Christ.
照做神旨意的一个计划。
According to the plan of His will.
神旨意的计划。
And the plan of His will.
在我们这本圣经里头没有翻得清楚。
And it didn't have a clear translation in the
Bible. 他不只是照着神的旨意。
It's not only according to
his will. 而且神围着他的旨意有一个完美的一个计划。
But because of his will, he has such a perfect plan.
感谢神。
We thank God.
这一个神伟大的计划。
And this great plan.
结果呢？对我们来说。
Well, to us.
我们在他里面。也成得了这一个基业。
And in him, we also received the inheritance.
而且说我们也成了基督的基业。
Or we can say that we become his inheritance.
我们来看头一点。
Let's look at the first point.
基督再来成全神旨意的计划。
Christ's return fulfills God's purpose according to his plan.
基督的再来。
Christ's return.
成全神旨意的计划。
Fulfills God's purpose.
神那一个完美的旨意。
His perfect plan.
必须等到基督来了才完成。
And his perfect will can only fulfill when the Christ returns.
或者说神一切的计划都围着基督的再来。
So you can say all his plan is point towards Christ's return.
这里我们要读了三处的圣经。
We want to read three scriptures.
哥罗西第一章十六节。
In Colossians 1:16.
以弗所书三章十五节。
Ephesians 3:15.
还有腓立比书二章第十节。
Also Philippians chapter 2 verse 10.
我们把这三节圣经浓缩起来。
We can summarize these three passages.
因为时间的关系，没有办法讲这三节圣经。
Because of the time limit, we cannot read all
of them. 我把重点点出来。
So I want to point out the main.
在原文里头的意思是这样。
The original meaning says.
天上、地上的各家族。
All the families in heavens and on earth.
借着他，又是围着他造的。
through him and also for him were created.
借着他，就是借着基督而造的。
It's through him that we were created.
也是围着基督而创造的。
We were also created for him.
这是哥罗西书一章十六节给我们看见的。
And that is from Colossians 1:16.
底下说，一切的家族从他的名。
And then it said, every family derives its name from him.
这是以弗所三章十五节所给我们看见的。
That's pointed out by Ephesians 3:15.
一切的家族。
Every family.
在这里我们所要注意的。
And here we want to pay attention.
是天上的、地上的各家族。
It's all the families in heaven and on earth.
都从基督得了名。
And they all derive its name from him.
但结果呢？
The result,
是腓立比书二章十节所给我们看见的。
From Philippians 2,
因着耶稣的名
，because of his name，
万膝都要向他跪拜
，every knee shall bow。
感谢神
，we thank God。
若是我们多看这里这个荧幕上没有我加上一句，在。腓立比书第二章十一节给我们看见。
On Philippians chapter 2 verse 11, it says,
万口无不可称耶稣基督为主。
Every tongue also acknowledged that Jesus Christ is
Lord. 使荣耀归给神。
To the glory of God the Father.
感谢神。
We thank God.
当基督回来的时候。
When Christ returns.
天上地上的国家。
And all the families in heaven and
earth. 都要从他得名
，and shall derive his name from him，
而且因着耶稣基督的名
，but because of his name，
万事要向他跪拜
，every knee shall bow。
而我们这些蒙恩的孩子们
，we are the one that
要领着万有来向主敬拜
，and we shall lead everyone to bow before the Lord，
使荣耀归给父神
，so that the glory can go to the Father。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，dear brothers and
sisters， 这是神的心意
，this is the heart of God。
为着神这一个荣耀的心意
，because of such glorious will，
他有一个非常完美的计划
，he has such a perfect plan，
借着耶稣基督
，and through Jesus Christ，
创造万有
，created the whole world，
万有也要归在基督的里面
，and all the creation shall sum up in Christ。
感谢神
，we thank God。
我们稍微来看一下
，and let's
天上的家族
，the families in heaven。
天上的家族是指着什么
？And who are they？
乃是指着神所创造的天使。
It talks about the angels that created.
虽然在神在时间里头
，during the period of time，
神曾经创造了千万的天使。
God has created thousands and thousands of angels。
但是很可惜。
But pitifully,
有一天
，one day，
那一个天使长
，the head of the angel，
他太美丽了
，he's indeed beautiful。
神曾经托他管理那个宇宙的万有
，God has entrusted him to take control of the universe。
因着他的聪明，他的美丽
，but because of his wisdom and his beauty，
他心里骄傲
，there is pride inside him。
觉得他的地位不够高。
Because his position is not high enough，
他要提高他的地位。
He wants to uplift himself，
把他的宝座提高和神同等。
He wants to lift up his own throne as the same level as God。
简单说
，simply，
这位天使长的野心
，and this is his ambition，
就是要争夺神的儿子基督的地位。
And he wants to grab hold of the position of sons of God，
在宇宙中。
In the universe，
只有神的儿子和神是同等的。
Only the Son of God is same level as Father。
但是天使长要高举他的宝座。
But this head of the angel want to uplift his own throne。
乃和神同等。
He wants to be equals to him。
神查看他心中的骄傲。
And God can see his inner pride。
神就赶逐他。
And he driven him out。
赶逐离开神的宝座的那一个范围。
And he is。Departed from the realm of his throne，
他就堕落成为空中的掌权者。
And he fell, and he became the one that controlled the air。
整个的那个神所创造美丽的世界，就变成空虚混沌。
And the whole beautiful world now becomes void.
但感谢神。
We thank God.
虽然天使长背叛的时候
，During his rebellion，
有三分之一的天使跟随他造反。
One third of the angels followed him.
还剩下三分之二的天使。
And there are still two thirds of the angels.
感谢神。
We thank God.
在但以理书第七章第十节告诉我们
，In Daniel chapter 7 verse 10，
他说神的使者
，He says the angels of God，
有千千万万的天使
，And there are thousands and ten thousands of them。
那这个希伯来书十二章那里给我们看见
，In Hebrews 12，
就是说啊，神的侍奉。有侍奉神的使者有千千万万
，and those who serve God has thousands and ten thousands of them。
然后西西家王他面临亚述王的欺压
，and when King Hezekiah was oppressed by the king of Assyria，
这个犹大王西西家不肯投降。
And Hezekiah, King Hezekiah do not want to give up.
亚述王带了大军啊，来征服他。
So the king of Syria will want to go and conquer and attack him.
西西家王没有办法。
The king Hezekiah had no other ways.
他只有到神的殿中去向神哀求。
He can only beg God in his temple.
感谢神。
We thank God.
就在那一天的晚上
，at the night time of prayer,
神差一个天使
，God sent one angel
到亚述王的营中去
，and went to the region of the army of Syria.
把亚述王那些壮士、军长
，there's many captains and generals and
soldiers, 那些将帅
，and all those Important armies,
通通都杀了。
They were all killed.
杀了多少呢
？How many were there?
杀了十八万五千人。
Is 185,000 were killed.
感谢神。
We thank God.
当我们的主耶稣为着我们的罪的缘故
，When our Lord Jesus, because of our sin,
他被那个罗马的兵丁抓去了。
And he was captured by the Roman soldiers.
然后彼得心里着急
，and Peter was in such a urge.
拿起刀来要跟那些军队对抗
，and he wants to fight against the Roman soldiers.
主耶稣说
，the Lord said,
把你的刀收下来
，put down your knife.
你岂不知道我可以差遣求神替我？差遣十二营的天使来保护我吗
？Didn't you know that I can ask God to send 12 legions of angels to come and protect me？
当日每一营有多少兵呢
？How many angels in one legion？
有三千或者六千。
It could be 3,000 to 6,000。
不同的编制。
And there are different groups.
那弟兄姐妹，十二营的天使。
So 12 legions of angels.
有多少呢
？So how many of them？
十二营的天使。
12 legions.
就是有这个三万六千。
Is 36,000.
合着七万二千。
To 72,000.
那么刚才我们说了，神派一个天使把那些将帅、军长杀了多少？十八万五千。
Well, just now we mentioned that one angel has killed 185,000.
那是神真的派十二营的天使来。
So if God sent 12 legions of angels,
那有多少人可以杀呀？
How many people can they kill?
如果一个一营是三千
，If it's one legion, it's 3,000.
那么就他们这些天使出来
，And when these angels come,
他们可以杀66,600,000
，And they can kill 6.6 billions of people.
若是一营是六千
，If it's one legion is 6,000.
那就可以杀十。 133亿恶权。
They can kill 13.3 billion.
现在的人，地上的人很多。
Today we have many, many people live in this earth. How many billions do we have?
没有六十六亿，还没有。亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
感谢神。
We thank God.
这是说明神的伟大。
This talks about how great our God is.
有千千万万的天使来侍候我们的神，我们的主耶稣。
There are thousands, ten thousands of angels serving our God in heaven.
我们要来看地上的国家。
Now we want to see the families on earth.
主要呢是指着地上历代以来多少蒙神恩典的人。
It pointed to all those who are blessed throughout the generations.
我们就是在地上神所要得着的国家。
We are the families that God wants to attain on this earth.
从亚当开始
starting from Adam
到了赛特
to Seth
到了挪亚
to Noah
到了亚伯勒罕
to Abraham
经过这些的年代
through all these generations
而最后神得着了以色列家
and God received the whole family of Israel
从某一方面来说
fromSome angles.
人类一代过一代，结果是失败。
Generation after generation, man failed.
神全心拣选以色列的家。
And God wants to put His hope on Israel.
经过了两千年的历史。
After 2,000 years of history.
以色列家大体也都失败。
And most of them failed.
这是我们上一个主日所说的。
And that's what we shared last Sunday.
很感谢神。
But we thank God.
因着以色列家的失败
and because of the failure,
神就拣选了教会
then God chose the church.
我们这是外邦的人
we are the Gentiles.
本来和神的国神的约无关无分
and originally we have nothing to do with God's will and His plan, His kingdom. But we thank God.
因着以色列家弃绝主
and because the Israelites, they rejected God.
救恩却临到我们外邦
So this grace has come to us, the Gentiles.
这是我们在时间里头的感受
And this is what we can receive in time.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
But dear brothers and sisters.
主耶稣什么时候为人类死
And when did Jesus die for us?
是两千多年前
Is 2,000 plus years ago. 他
被钉在十字架上。
He was nailed on the cross.
他死在哥哥他的山上。
He died on Golgotha.
但弟兄姐妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
在神那里不是这样。
But in God's time it's different.
神在永世里面。
In eternity.
他就拣选了你拣选了我。
He has already chosen you and me.
我们就蒙他的拣选。
We have received.
因为神拣选了我们。
Because he has chosen us.
所以神借着他儿子创造了万有。
So when God through his son have created the whole universe.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
But dear brothers and sisters.
他就知道我们这些人要堕落要失败。
He knew that we people will fall.
从亚当失败开始。
From the failure of Adam.
人类一再的失败。
Man continues to fall.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
But dear brothers and sisters.
他因为已经拣选了我们。
But because he have already chosen us.
所以。
Therefore.
他就定规他的儿子。
So he make this plan that his son.
借着他儿子创造万有。
Through his son he created a whole universe.
在启示录第十三章那里给我们看。
Chapter 13 of Revelation.
神在从创世以来
，from the beginning of the creation，
基督就是被杀的。
Christ has already been killed。
他是从创世以来就被杀的羔羊。
He was the lamb that been killed from the beginning of the creation。Brothers and sisters，
因着神的拣选。
Because of God's will.
因着神整个的计划。
Because of His complete plan.
基督为我们在创世以来就被杀了。
For us, Christ already been killed at the beginning of the creation.
感谢神。
We thank God.
我们要来看。
Then we want to see.
神所做的这一切。
All this creation
都是为着一件事
is for one thing.
到了时候满足的时候
to the fulfillment of times.
日子满足的时候
the days are complete.
要差遣他的儿子再来
he will send his son to come back.
使神的旨意跨上一大步
so that God's will step big step forward.
那我们来看，稍微来看一下。
Now let's continue.
基督再来的应许。
The promises of Christ's return.
好，我们来读好马太福音24章33 36 42 44
There are four verses in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 33, 36, 42, and 44. I also summarize them in a few sentences.
我们应该知道
We should know
人子近了
that the Son of Man is near.
有多近呢
How close?
但是那一个日子 那时辰没有人知道
But that day or the hour, no one knows.
有一句话我没有写
There's one sentence I did not write
连神的儿子基督他也不知道
Even the Son of God, Christ, He Himself
don't know. 是一个奥秘
It's indeed a mystery,
Christ's return.
It's a hidden mystery.
但是感谢神
But we thank God.
谁知道呢
Who knows?
只有父神知道
Only the Father, God.
感谢神
We thank Him.
他计划了
He have this plan.
他安排了
He make this arrangement.
基督什么时候来
So when will Christ come?
神早就安排了
God has already made the plan.
那怎么办呢
So what should...
没有人知道
Nobody knows.
不可能知道
Impossible that we cannot know.
但神的话主的话告诉我们
But from God's word we will
see. 所以你们要警醒
Therefore you have to be watchful.
因为不知道主是白昼来是半夜来
Because we don't know whether he will come in the daytime or at night.
所以他要我们警醒
So therefore he wants us to be watchful.
也需要预备
And also be ready.
一个警醒的人
A person that is watchful
一定是一个有预备的人
It's also a person who already been ready.
请主恩待我们
May the Lord help us.
第二点
Second point.
这里告诉我们
Here he said,
主必从天降临空中
The Lord will descend from heaven to the air.
使他的人在空中先后与主相遇
So those who belong to him shall meet him in the air
one by one. 个人要按着本身所行的和善和而受报
And every one of us shall receive our award according to what we do, whether good or bad.
这个弟兄姐妹们回去在我们的大纲上面关于帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十六十七节还有哥林多后书五章十节
So please spend some time to read 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 to 17, 2 Corinthians 5, 10 when you have a chance at home.
在这里
In here,
给我们看见
we can see
有一天
one day
是神定规的那一天
is the day that is according to God's plan
要让他的儿子从宝座那里降临到空中
His son shall descend from his throne to the air.
使他的人
So those who belong to him
在空中先后与主相遇
And shall meet with him one after another.
主来到空中的时候
When the Lord descended to the air
有千万的圣徒和他一同从宝座那里来到空中
There are thousands and ten thousands of the saints will also come with him.
那是历代蒙恩得胜的圣徒
And those are the saints, those are the overcomers throughout the past generations.
从圣经里头给我们看见
From the Bible, we know.
头一个被提到神那里去的
The first one that were lifted up to the Lord
是以诺
is Enoch.
亚当的七世孙。
And is the seventh grandson of Adam.
他与神同行三百年。
He walked with God for 300
years. 然后神把他提去。
And then God lift him up.
他就不在人间了。
He's no longer on earth.
在圣经里头我们看见。
From the Bible we can see.
以利亚没有经过死就被提了。
Elijah, the prophet, also were lifted.
还有多少圣徒被提？
And there are so many other saints.
圣经没有详细告诉我们。
The Bible did not describe one by one.
但是在启示录那里给我们看见。
In the book of Revelation, we know.
启示录第七章那里有一般人被提。
In chapter 7 of Revelation, there's a group of people also were lifted.
十二章有男孩子被提。
And then in the chapter 16, and a boy was raptured.
14章给我们看见。
And chapter 14.
14万四千人。被提到神那里。
144,000 of people also were lifted to the Lord.
但是到了15章。
In chapter 15.
那些被提到那一个在这个玻璃海上的人。
And those who were raptured in this sea.
像是一般经过灾难然后被提的。
And as if they were gone through suffering and they were lifted.
那这个帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
给我们看见有大体的圣徒被提。
We can see there's a big group of the saints, they were raptured.
有人说是教会被提。
And people will say that is the church.
在那里已经睡了的人要复活。
And those who are already slept, they will resurrect.
活着的人要改变。
And those who are still living, they shall change.
和他们一同被提到空中见证。
And they will be raptured to meet the Lord in the air.
这应该是教会的被提。
And that should be
大体的被提。
In the general rapture of the church.
然后在地上有灾难。
And then there's sufferings on earth.
在灾难中。
And during this time of suffering,
从这个启示录16章和18章
from Revelation 16 to 18,
我们看见还先后又有人被提到空中。
You can see by order, some people were also lifted in the air.
这就是在空中，在基督的台前，圣徒们要向主交账。
So you can see all these saints in the air, they are giving their accounts to the Lord.
也就是哥林多后书第五章第十节告诉我们的。
And that is what is said in 2 Corinthians 5:10.
我们个人要向主交账。
Every one of us shall give our account.
他要按照我们每一个人所行的和善和恶受报。
And we shall receive our award according to what we do, whether it's good or bad.
我们在地上能把神的善从我们的身上显出来。
And when we are on earth, we can express God's goodness.
我们就要从主得着赏赐。
And we shall receive award from Him.
那是我们把主的善扣留在我们的里面。
But if we have kept God's goodness inside of us,
主的生命是善的生命。
God's life is good.
是完美的生命。
It's a perfect life.
他把这个生命给了我们。
He gave us this life.
那是我们把它扣住了。
But if we kept it for ourselves,
我们所活出的
what we lived out,
可能是我们的热心。
It could be our zealousness.
可能是我们的努力。
It could be our strength.
而却不是神的善。
But it's not God's goodness.
更可能我们的生活失败了。
Perhaps even our life is a failure.
就像哥林多的教会。
It's like the church in Corinth.
保罗心里很难过地告诉他们。
And Paul in sadness told them.
在你们中间这些罪恶。
And the evil among us.
连外邦人中都没有。
It cannot be even compared to those in the
Gentiles. 亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So, Dear brothers and sisters,
若是在那一天，我们在基督的台前。
And one day when we were standing before the Lord,
不能好向主交账。
If we cannot give a good account,
就要受亏损。
And we will receive our
求主恩待我们。我们继续来看第三个大点。
We want to go to the third main point.
这是今天我心中主要的一点负担。
And this is really my burden this morning.
主必要回来。
The Lord shall come back.
照着神所安排的时间。
According to God's time.
他就要回来。
He shall return.
我们该如何警醒预备。
We be watchful and ready
迎接再来的主
to meet the Lord.
在这里我们要从主所讲的六个天国的比喻
From here, the six parables that the Lord spoke about
来看我们这些主属主的人主的门徒的责任
Then we want to see what is the responsibility of the disciples of the Lord
在新约里头
In the New Testament,
主耶稣讲了大概有49个比喻。
The Lord has spoken about over 40 parables.
有的比喻非常的重要。
Some are very important.
非常的详细。
And very detailed.
有的比喻主很简单的提了一下。
Some he just mentioned lightly.
特别关于天国的比喻。
Especially towards the kingdom of heaven.
我们在其中选了六个比喻。
I chose six parables.
这个六个比喻正好分成三组。
And I can divide it into three groups.
头一组。
First group.
是讲到两个葡萄园的比喻。
And talk about the two vineyards.
第二组。
The second group.
是讲个两个婚姻宴席的比喻。
It's a parable on the wedding banquet.
第三个比喻。
The third parable.
就是善恶仆人的比喻。
It's talking about the servants that are good and bad.
或者说神的委托的比喻。
Or you can see God, how God entrusts.
那我们先来看头一个。
So let's first with the first.
头一组。
Start the first parable.
基督讲两个葡萄园的比喻。
The first group talk about the two vineyards.
这六个比喻不知道我今天真是不知道怎么讲。
And today I really don't know how I can express all of
them. 只能很简单的提一下。
I can only attach the main points.
若是要详细讲。
If you want to speak about in detail.
要讲到下午五点还没不知道。
You probably have to stay until 5 PM today.
我也站不了这么久。
And I cannot stand here till then.
你们也不能让我站在这里不下台。
And you will not sit there and Let me continue.
求主帮助我。
May the Lord help me.
弟兄们为我祷告。
Brothers, please pray for me.
也求主帮助弟兄姐妹。
And we ask the Lord to help
you. 让我们能从一些简单的话里头。
So from God's word.
留下一点印象。
So that we have some impression.
好的，为做主的心意。
So that for His will.
好认识他的意思。
That we understand Him.
好好预备。等候主的回来。
So we'll prepare well for his coming.
头一个葡萄园的比喻。
First, about the vineyards.
在马太福音20:1-16.
It's from Matthew chapter 20, 1 to 16.
我连圣经都没有时间读。
We don't even have time to read all the scripture.
这里讲了头一个葡萄园的比喻。
The first vineyard parable.
他说。
He said.
主这个主人啊葡萄园的主园主啊
The landowner of this vineyard
差遣人出去
And he sent somebody out
看见很多人闲站在那里
And he saw so many of them just idling
然后就请他们进葡萄园来做工
And invite them to come into the vineyard to work
讲好工钱啊你做一天工给你1000的银子。
He said, I will give you 1 denarii per day.
这是当日一个蛮优厚的一个工资。
And it's a pretty good wages on that time.
所以头一批进葡萄园工作的人。
So the first group of people that come into the vineyard.
就是那个清早6点钟他们就进葡萄园工作了。
They enter into the vineyard early at 6 AM.
后来到上午9点又出去。
And then by 9 PM.
看见还有人闲站在那里。
And saw some more people still idling.
又请他们进来。
So he invited them to come into work.
到了中午12点。
At noontime.
又有一批人进来。
Another group of people come into work.
对， 第四批是到了下午三点。
And the fourth group of people is
他们又进来做工。
They also come in to work.
最后到了下午五点的时候。
Lastly, about 5 p.m.
他们又出去。
They went out again.
看见还有人闲站在那里。
And they still saw some people there idling outside.
就问他们说，为什么你们整天都闲站了？
How come you stay idle for the whole day?
他说，因为没有人请我们，所以啊，我们就失业了嘛。
Well, because nobody hired us, so we are jobless.
他们告诉他们说，你们也进来。
Okay, then please also come in to work.
该得的我主人会给你们。
My master will give you work to do.
结果到了下午六点。
About 6 p.m.
要收工了。
It's time to conclude
the work. 然后工人都来了。
And they all come before the master.
主人要发工资。
The landowner wants to give them the wages.
从谁开始啊？
So where does he start?
从那个最后来的人才做一个钟头的。
Is from the one who come last and only work 1 hour. And God is, the Lord is so generous.
也给他们一钱银子。
He also give them 1 denarii.
然后是下午三点。
And then the 3 p.m. group of
people. 然后中午12点，上午9点。
The 12 o'clock and the 9 a.m.
最后啊，这个做12个钟头的这些人啊。
And those who work the longest from the beginning of the day.
我们这个原主啊，很慷慨。
I said our landowner is just so generous.
有的人才做一个钟头都给一文钱。
While those who work just 1 hour, they got 1 denarii.
大概会给我们多一些吧。
Perhaps we will receive more.
结果主人给他的还是一钱银子。
But then the landowner also give them 1 denarii.
他们心里就很埋怨。
Then their heart is very, very mad.
我们做了12个钟头。
Is they complain we work so long.
在这里劳苦。
I mean labor.
给太阳晒了一天。
I mean it's bitten by the sun.
你才给我们一钱银子。
You only give us 1 denarii.
他们埋怨主人。
They complain of the owner.
主人怎么说呢？
And what did the owner say?
朋友。
Friends.
我请你们进来的时候。
When the time when I invite you to come in, we agreed that it's 1 denarii. I did not.
我给他们也一钱。
I also give the others
1 denarii.
This is something I'm willing.
你不要因为我做好事。
Yeah, don't feel that because I did a good work.
你就眼红了。
Then you feel jealous.
后来主人对他说。
And then the master said.
你就拿着你这一钱银子走了吧。
Just go with this 1 denarii.
啊，这些做十二个钟头的人。
Those who work hard for 12 hours.
拿了一钱银子。
With 1 denarii.
眼睛红了。
And they're really jealous.
心里满了怨气。
And full of complaints.
离开了。
They left.
牧师就这样。弟兄姐妹们在这里说的是什么？
So what does this parable say?
何等的可惜。
How pitiful.
这一个葡萄园的主人。
This master of the vineyard.
从第二个比喻我们能看见。
From the second parable, we will see.
他这个园中有很美好的预备。
There's a beautiful surprise.
你
太阳晒了吗？ If there's sun beating on you,
可以在阴凉所休息休息。
You can rest in the shady.
你饿了吗？
You are hungry.
主人预备很多的粮食。
The master prepare a lot of food.
你渴了吗？
If you are thirsty,
你可以去喝水。
You can drink the water.
为什么你要这样的劳苦？
Why are you just keep laboring?
在那里苦苦的做了一天的工。
And you've been working so hard for this 1 day.
所以在这里给我们看见。
So from here we can see.
这一个葡萄园的比喻。
This parable of the vineyard.
重要在哪里？
What's the main point?
就是这些进园工作的人。
Those people who come in and work.
事后认识并享用主人在神园中的那个丰富的供应。
Do they know that to enjoy all the abundant supplies in the God's garden?
还不在乎我们怎样的努力。
It's not depend on how hard we work.
我们需要能认识神的预备。
We need to know God's provision.
他的供应是何等的丰富。
His surprise is how abundant.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
那一个做十二个钟头了。
The one that who worked 12 hours.
那一天晚上拿着工资就走了。
And that evening, they took the money and left.
其他的工人呢?
And how about the rest?
他们还有第二天。
They still work the second day.
那就是天国来到的时候。
And that's when the kingdom of heaven arrived.
他们要得着主的奖赏。
They will receive God's reward.
这个劳苦做了十二个钟头埋怨主人的这一个黑工人。
But this worker that worked so hard and suffered and also complained.
他们的明天是什么?
What is their tomorrow?
只有在主的国度之外。
They will be cast outside of the kingdom of God.
我们来看第二个比这个第二个葡萄园的比喻。
Let's see the second parable of the
承租葡萄园者的一个职责。
The responsibility of the one who rents.
在这里，马太福音21:33-44.
It's Matthew chapter 21, verses 33 to 44.
还有约翰15:1-8.
Also John 15:1-8.
这里告诉我们。
And here we see.
这个比喻重要的在哪里？
The important point of this parable.
在葡萄园里做工的人。
Those who work within the vineyard.
既然蒙了恩宠。
They receive this abundant grace.
就应该结果子。
It must bear fruit.
结出美好的葡萄。
And to make into good wine.
而且要酿造成为美酒。
From the grapes into wine.
呈现给神。
And present to God as an offering.
这是神的盼望。
And that is the hope of God.
如果我们好好读这上面两段的圣经，
If you can spend time to read these two scriptures,
这一个园主，
Then you can see this
在里面建了个楼，
And they prepare a tower.
里面有压酒池，
And there is a wine presser.
各方面的预备，
And all the arrangement.
弟兄姐妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
他们这些工人来了。
And when these workers come,
他们在那里享受主人丰富的预备。
They enjoy the bountiful supply.
目的为了什么？
What is the purpose?
需要好好栽培，把这个葡萄树结出美好的果子来。
So we need to spend time to take care of this vineyard so that the grapes can become good wine.
这是园主对工人的要求。
And that is the requirement from the owner.
有了葡萄够了吗？
Is that enough? Just have the grapes.
一挂一挂成熟美好的葡萄。
There are bundles of grapes is ripe.
真是值得欣赏。
And it's really good to look at.
弟兄姐妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
主拯救了我们。
The Lord has saved us.
主施恩给我们。
The Lord has grace upon us.
主要是让我们结出果子来。
And the main important thing is for us to bear fruit.
就像使徒雅各所说的。
It's just like the disciples.
我们有信心。
James said.
还要有信心的行为。
We have faith, but we also have a behavior that is matching.
不能光强调信心。
And this is God's hope.
还要有行为。
Not only faith, but also work. But brothers and sisters,
结出果子，这是主的要求。
This is his requirement to bear fruit.
但是
，yet
工作的成果
，the result of the work
还不是叫我们来欣赏。
It's not just for us to enjoy.
我们还需要把这些葡萄放在酒渣里头。
But we need to put these grapes in the presser.
在那里经过压榨。
And after the pressure,
流出葡萄汁,
and it become the wine,
酿造成为美好的葡萄酒,
from the grape juice turn into good wine.
这个葡萄酒才能呈现在神的面前,
and this good wine can be presented as offering to God.
对我们的盼望,
and that is the hope of God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
你我在他的眼中,
You and I are in his garden.
好像是来服侍他。
It seems that we are serving him.
我们怎能有美好的果子结出来?
And we have beautiful fruit.
就是圣灵所要结对的果子。
And that is born by the Holy Spirit.
是仁爱、喜乐、和平。
It's the love, joy, and peace.
忍耐、恩慈、良善。
And it's kindness, gentleness, and goodness.
信实、温柔、节制。
It's faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
这是主盼望从我们身上得着的。
And that is what the Lord wants to receive from us.
在主的光中。
In His light.
我们能看见在我们身上有什么果子长出来。
What kind of a fruit that we have bared when He illuminates?
主恩待我们。
May the Lord help us.
若是我们只是一个蒙恩的孩子。
If we are just barely saved.
而主在我们身上看不见这些圣灵的果子。
But the Lord cannot see this fruit of the Holy Spirit.
叫主何等的失望。
He will really disappoint you.
所以有的时候主要来修理我们。
So sometimes God has to work in us.
那些不结果子的枝子要剪掉。
And the branches that do not bear fruit, we have to cut it.
横生的枝子要剪缺。
And those that just take space but not bearing fruit.
主在你我身上有不同的工作。
The Lord has different work in you and mine.
这是十字架在我们身上所要求、所盼望的。
And that is what the requirement of the cross.
一切盼望从我们的身上有果子围着主。
And the hope is that you can find fruit among us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
若是主怜悯我们。
The Lord has mercy on us.
也有一些果子从我们的身上出来。
Perhaps there's some fruit that come out from us.
请我们不要忘记。
But please do not forget.
这不是这些果子不是为着你我自己来欣赏的。
Those fruits are not for you and mine and own enjoyment.
有人在你身上有爱流露。
Perhaps there's a love that flows out from you.
这不是让你我觉得我是一个有爱心的人。
It's not that you feel that you're proud of your own love.
我们的仁爱，我们的喜乐，我们的和平。
Our patience, our love, our joy.
我们所有的果子。
All these fruits.
还需要经过纠杂。
And it need to gone through the pressure.
需要更深十字架的工作在我们身上。
And it need the work of the cross deeply in us.
也许有一天主的安排。
Perhaps there is one day the Lord arranged.
你的爱心要被人误会。
And your loving kindness perhaps misunderstood by others.
把你的爱心当作一个心机。
They might feel that is not true love.
就像使徒保罗对哥林多的教会。
To the church of Corinth.
他是那样的爱他们。
He loved them deeply.
可是他们说你是用手段来捉弄我们的。
But the members will say that you are doing this according to some truth.
保罗在哥林多经历的十字架。
Paul has experienced the cross in Corinth.
他说我越发爱你们就越发得不着你们的爱吗？
The more I love you, the more I cannot receive your love back.
感谢神。
We thank God.
神让保罗经历极深十字架的压榨。
That God has let Paul experience the press of the cross.
最后他才能够有美好的酒。焦点在主的面前。
Eventually, Paul have this good wine that he can present to God.
叫主因着保罗所经受的十字架的苦难。
So through the suffering of the cross,
叫主的心得着满足。
Or Paul can.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Make the Lord
joyful. 求主恩待我们。
So may the Lord help us.
让我们有能好好的接受主的。管教接受主的工作。
So may we all learn humbly God's work on us.
主恩待我们。
May the Lord.
我们来看第二组。
Let's go to see the second group.
就是基督讲的两个娶亲宴席的比喻。
It's the two parables of the wedding banquet.
头一个比喻。
The first banquet.
乃是在马太福音二十二章。
It's Matthew chapter 22, 1 to 14.
王子 娶亲宴席的比喻。
Is the king giving a wedding banquet for his son?
既蒙邀请赴宴。
And we are invited to attend the banquet.
就需要穿着礼服。
And we must wear the proper wedding clothes.
这里给我们看见。
From here we can see.
主写一个这样的一个比喻。
The Lord said this parable.
有一个君王为他的王子摆设婚宴。
The king has set a wedding banquet for his son.
他差遣他的仆人去请人来赴宴。
He sent his servants out to invite people.
可是很多人都不肯来。
But a lot of them do not want to come.
那些主要的就是指着以色列的代表者。
It points to the representatives of the Israel.
长老、祭司长、文士、法利赛人。
And those the priests, the Pharisees.
很多人都拒绝主。
And they rejected the Lord.
结果这个王差遣他的仆人是。
So this king sent out his servants.
这些人不来，让他们去吧。
Okay, that's all right. They don't want to come.
你们到大街小巷去。
Now go to the big street and the small lane.
啊，请人来赴宴席。
To invite more guests to come.
就像我们这些人，就是大街小巷的人。
It's just like us. We are from the streets.
被忘记了一般外邦人。
We are the Gentiles that are forgotten.
感谢神。
We thank God.
因着以色列人拒绝神。
Because of the Israelites rejected God.
而我们蒙恩了。
And we received this blessing.
我们来赴宴席。
So we attend the wedding.
我们得着这个王的邀请。
And we receive his invitation.
可以到了时候来赴宴席。
So when time comes, we can attend this banquet.
这个邀请函是什么？
And what is this invitation?
就像路加福音十五章那里所说的。
You say Luke chapter 15.
那个在猪栏里头的那个浪子。
Is the son that has been wandered.
穷到一个地步，连猪吃的豆角，豆角都没有。
And he cannot even eat the pea pod from the pigs.
感谢神。
But we thank God.
他终于醒悟过来。
But one day he woke up.
哎呀，只有回家。
He has to go home.
才能活了。
Then he can live.
所以他很狼狈的就回家了。
So in the rush that he went home.
他盼望爸爸能收留他，把他当作一个雇工。
He hoped that the father will just receive him as a hired servant.
那就满足了。
Then that would be good enough.
没有想到他回家的时候。
He didn't think that when he got home.
爸爸老早就在门口在等待他了。
But the father already been waiting for him for a long time.
等了多少的日子。
Many, many days.
爸爸终于等到这个孩子回来了。
Finally, this son returned home.
然后。
Then.
有许多话我就不说了。
I cannot say all the words.
爸爸抱着他，连连跟他亲嘴。
The father embraced him and
kissed him. 然后就吩咐仆人说。
And told the servants.
把那个上好的袍子拿来给他穿。
And gave him the good robe to wear.
记得那一个不是随便拿一件衣服来给他穿。
This is not just a common ordinary robe.
乃是父亲围着这个离开的浪子早预备的那一个上好的袍子。
But this robe has been prepared by the father. They're waiting for the sons to return to put on.
来给他穿上。这个上好的袍子仪表什么呢？
What does this point to?
仪表基督就是我们的义。
And it points to Christ is our righteousness.
因着接受他。
And because we receive him,
我们在神面前被称义，
so we were reckoned as righteous before God.
这个上好的袍子，
so this beautiful
完全是恩典，
is totally grace.
郎子没有付任何的代价，
the prodigal son has not paid anything for it.
但是弟兄姐妹们，
the brothers and sisters,
有一天王子的婚宴来到了，
one day when this banquet,
那就是基督再来的时候。
And that's the time when Christ returns.
在他国度中有一个婚宴的宴席。
There is a wedding banquet prepared in his kingdom.
要赴进到这个宴席里头的人。
And those who are invited to get this banquet.
都穿礼服。
They have to wear proper wedding clothes.
是王家规定的礼服。
It's a wedding clothes that is predestined.
所以那天坐席的时候。
So at that time, during the banquet.
王亲自进来观察、观看这些宾客。
So the king was there and take a look at all the guests.
发现有一个人。
And he found out that one person.
怎么没有穿礼服？
And how come he did not wear his wedding clothes?
他就问他说。
And he asked him.
朋友，你到这里了。
Friend, you are here.
你怎么没有穿礼服啊？
Why didn't you have your wedding clothes on?
他不是光着脖子来的啊。
Not that he's naked.
他穿的是一件上好的袍子。
He wear a pretty good clothes.
可是他就没有穿礼服。
But it's not that predestined wedding clothes.
礼服是什么？
What is this wedding clothes?
启示录第三章十八节说。
In Revelation chapter 3 verse 18,
劝那个老底家教会的使者。
It's just like the angel of the
church in Laodicea.
And he say some are naked.
他说你们要向我买白衣穿上。
You need to buy this righteous.
所以这件礼服啊，就是一件白衣。
Is white.
也就是。启示录十九章，应该是第七节吧。
And it should be verse 7 of Revelation chapter 17.
那里说啊。
Here it said.
第八节。
Verse 8.
十九章第八节。
Chapter 19.
那里说他们在国度里头穿了是一个光明洁白的细麻衣。
They said they were wearing this bright linen clothes.
这个细麻衣是圣徒所行的义。
And that is the righteousness of the saints.
上好的袍子。
This is a beautiful wedding clothes.
是耶稣基督是我们的义。
Jesus Christ, He is our righteousness.
这是完全是恩典。
It's total grace.
但是王要求赴宴的人要穿的礼服
，But the wedding clothes that the king wants those guests to wear，
乃是圣徒所行的义
，And that is the righteousness of the saints。
神的义我们披戴了基督的义
，We have worn the righteousness of Christ。
基督成为我们的义
，Christ become our righteousness。
而我们需要让这个义行从我们里面行出来。
Well, we need to express this righteousness to others.
需要代价。
And need to pay the price.
需要十字架在我们身上更多的工作。
And we need the deep work of the cross.
才盼望能有义行在主的面前。
So we hope that we have this act of righteousness to people.
这个礼服不是白送的。
So this wedding clothes is not free.
需要买，需要出代价。
You need to pay a price.
主恩待我们。
The Lord help us.
第二个婚姻宴席的比喻。
The second parable of the wedding banquet.
就是马太福音二十五章一到十三节。
It's Matthew chapter 25, verse 1 to 13.
这里给我们看见。
From here we can see.
迎接新郎之同领的比喻。
It's the parable of the virgins who are waiting to meet the bridegroom.
他们都拿着灯。
They are all holding their lamps.
要去迎接，等候新郎来到。
They are waiting and want to meet with the bridegroom.
但是有一个条件。
But there is one condition.
怎么能迎接新郎呢
？How can you wait and meet?
必须在灯里头，灯的器皿里头满了油才可以。
The bridegroom, you have to have oil in your lamp.
这就是十个童女的比喻。
And that is the parable of the ten virgins.
他们都是童女。
They are all virgins.
可是有五个是聪明的。
But five of them are wise.
五个是愚拙的。
But five are foolish.
他们有什么不同呢
？What are their differences?
其实很多都一样。
Actually, they are all most the same.
十个都是童女。
They are all ten virgins.
都是蒙主救赎的童女。
And they are received and blessed by God.
而且他们都有一个心要等候新郎来。
And they also have a heart waiting for the bridegroom to come.
在以色列人的历史中，民书里头。
And in the history of Israelites,
很多时候他们订了婚。
Many times when they have engagement,
那新郎要迎娶的时候
at the time when they are almost get married,
通知女方说
and they will inform the girl's home,
是这个一月三日
for example, it's January the 3rd,
告诉他一个日期
and there is a date set,
但是没有时间的
but there's no time set.
很多时候新郎呢都是到夜里才来的。
And oftentimes the bridegroom only comes at night
time. 那么这个新娘呢，在家里等。
And the bride waiting at home.
就有一些就用我们今天来说一些女宾相。
Like today we have some bridesmaids.
他们在那里陪着新娘。
And they accompany the bride.
等候新郎来的时候。
Waiting for the bridegroom's
arrival. 他们就要去出去迎接新郎。
And they're ready to go out.
来到新娘的家中。
To come to the bride's home.
大家欢欢喜喜一同跟着新郎到新郎的家里去。
So they will happily will follow the bridegroom to his home.
他们多数都是夜里才来的。
And oftentimes it's done at night time.
所以每一个这个伴娘都有一个灯。
So therefore the bridesmaid they have a lamp.
原文是一个火把。
Or originally it's like a
torch.
然后呢
这个火把呢还有一个器皿。
And there's a vessel underneath the torch.
里面很多的油。
And there are oil in the vessel.
准备这个火把可以烧得亮一点，烧得维持的久一点。
So that the lamp continues to glow.
但是因为新郎一直还没有来。
But because the bridegroom is
delaying. 所以他们就打盹睡觉了。
So they fell asleep.
有人说他们没有警醒。
Some will say that they did not watch.
你看，这么新郎基督来了，你可以打盹呢？
Christ is coming. How can you not?
其实这个打盹睡觉的意思。
And this is sleeping.
乃是说主来的迟了。
He say that the Lord is delaying.
我们有许多的先辈都走了。
Many of our older generation.
最近参加了几次的安息聚会。
We recently attend several funeral services.
我们的一些弟兄姐妹都走了。
So a few of brothers and sisters already left.
都打盹了。
They fell asleep.
就是这个意思。
That is what it
means. 先走的不一定是就是没有警醒。
When those who fell asleep, it doesn't mean that they are not.
所以这个比喻。
So this parable.
乃是指着在这个主还没来之前已经在主里睡了的人。
It points to those that who already slept before the Lord's return.
刚才我说的那个王子婚姻宴席的比喻。
The first banquet,
倒是白日的情形。
Is talk about the white
righteousness. 那些穿礼服庆赴宴的人。
And those who wear the white clothes.
可以说就是那个婚姻里头的那些伴郎。
And you can say that they are the bridegroom, the groomsmaids.
这个比喻，那些陪伴的人是伴娘。
And here, this parable, those are the bridesmaids.
指着已经睡了的圣徒说的。
And it points to those that already slept.
当终于这个新郎来了。
And finally, the bridegroom arrived.
那么有呼喊的声音说：“新郎来了，你们赶快去迎接他。”
The joyful noise of welcoming.
所以十个童女就起来预备灯，要去见迎接新郎。
The ten virgins they got up and they prepared their lamp.
结果呢？
But
五个聪明的童女，
the five wise virgins,
他们的灯是亮了。
Their lamp is lightened.
器皿里头是满了油。
They're full of oil in the vessel.
他们就出去迎接新郎。
So they went out and they received the bridegroom.
但是五个愚拙的童女。
But the five foolish virgins.
发现糟了，我这个器皿里头油没有了。
And they said, "Oh, I don't have oil in my vessel."
那怎么办呢？
Then what should I do?
他紧张了。
So they become so nervous.
对聪明的童女说。
They tell the wise virgins.
你们有那么多的油。
Well, you have so much oil.
能不能分一点给我们？
Can you share some with us?
他们说不行啊。
They say no.
我们这个油只能够自己用。
This oil is only enough for ourselves.
那是分给你们。
If I share with you.
那我们十个人都不行了。
Then all ten of us would not be enough.
他们有一个好的建议。
So they have a good suggestion.
还是你们赶快去买油。
He say quickly go and buy the oil.
所以五个愚拙童女就赶快去买油。
So the five foolish virgins went quickly.
买了没有？
Did they buy it?
买了。
Yes.
回来了。
They came back.
哎呀， 怎么样呢？
But what happened?
婚宴宴席的门关起来了。
The door of the banquet was closed.
他们就在那里敲门。
And they knocked at the door.
里面怎么说啊？
And what did they say?
对不起。
Sorry.
你们来迟了。
You came late.
他们不能进去了。
They cannot enter into the banquet.
有的解经的人告诉我们不要怕。
Some biblical scholars said,
即便敲门让他不开。
Even though they don't open,
总归啊，我们不是，就是说你们赶快把油买回来了。
You already, you know, come back.
那他就可以，你就可以进去了吧。
Then you should be able to go in.
若是这样的话，
if that's the way,
天国的门也不要关了。
And then why do we close the door of the heaven?
我买了油来敲门。
I come with my oil and I knock at the door.
天国的门为我开。
And the heavenly kingdom.
等于你又来敲门。
And then another person come and knock at the door.
人都来了。
Then one by one they all enter.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers.
这些人被关在门外。
These people they were cast outside of the
door. 关多久呢？
For how long?
一千年
1,000 years.
他们在门外做什么？
What did they do outside of the
door? 还要让神的善工继续坐在他们身上。
And God's good work will continue work on them.
这是腓立比书第一章第六节告诉我们的。
And that's what it said in Philippians
保罗对腓立比的教会说，
Paul said to the Philippians,
那在我们身上动了善工的，
The one that who did good work on us,
必要成全这个功，
shall perfect it,
直到基督耶稣的日子，
until the days of Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
神的善功，
God's good work,
什么时候在你我身上开始的？
And when did it start in you and me?
我已经说过了，
I already said,
是在创世之前，
It's at the beginning of the creation.
他就拣选我们，
He has already chosen us.
到了时候，
And the time comes,
我们就生到这个世上来。
We were born to this world.
我们每一个人得救的故事都不一样。
We have different salvation stories.
感谢主。
But we thank God.
我们都蒙恩了。
We already received
His grace. 在座还有朋友们，你还没有好好的接受主。
If among us there are friends that have not received the Lord Jesus.
盼望你们要及时接受耶稣。做你的救主。
We pray that you receive the Lord as soon as possible.
如果你没有信主，
If you have not received the Lord,
你在聪明的同理的行列里头没有份。
You are not in the list of the wise virgins.
连愚拙的同理也没有份。
Not even in the foolish virgins.
那你们的结局是可悲的。
What is your conclusion?
求主感动你们的心。
May the Lord touch your heart.
及时信主。
To receive the Lord very soon.
感谢主。
We thank God.
我们来看最后的，也许我再说一句。
Let me supplement one more.
这两个比喻是不是重复了呢？
So these two parables are they
不重复？
Like duplicate?
一个是注意我们有没有礼服。
One is pointing to whether we have this wedding clothes.
这是我们的生活，我们的见证。
And that is our life, our
witness. 外面的生活，外面的见证。
Our testimony outside.
我们有没有灯里头有没有油？
And whether we have this oil in our lamp.
那是我们是否被圣灵充满？
And whether or not we are filled by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们这个人身上有权柄能管理我们。
The Holy Spirit has.Authority inside of us to control.
有里面的生命的丰满。
And do you have the abundance inner life?
有外面生活的见证。
And you have the exterior testimonies.
这是主对我们的要求。
And that is what God's requirement.
第三个，我们来看。
The third group of parables.
基督讲两个善恶仆人的比喻。
Is the parables of the good and the bad servants.
头一个是在马太福音。
The first is Matthew, chapter 24,
45到51节
45 to 51.
弟兄姐妹们，在这里给我们看见。
Here we can see.
有两班的仆人。
There are two groups of servants.
他们都接受主的委托。
They receive the trust from the
Lord. 但是有一班的仆人。
But the one group.
他们是啊，就是忠心有见识的仆人。
They are very faithful and they have a wisdom.
按时候分粮给家里的人。
They will distribute food to the household according to the time.
他们明白主人的托付。
They understand God's command.
照着主人的意思来顾到家里的人。
And they will take care of the member of the household according to God's will.
这样的忠心又有见识。
And they are faithful and they are sensible.
按时候供应家里的人。
To give supplies to the members of the household according to the time.
有病人医治他们。
And when they are sick,
they will heal them.
To support those who are weak.
伤心的安慰他们。
To comfort those who are sad.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这样忠心有见识的仆人。
And such a sensible and faithful servant.
仆人回来的时候。
When the time when the master
comes back. 要告诉他们。
They will tell him.
派他管理他一切的家业。
And it will entrust the whole properties of the household.
我查那个原文的圣经。
I looked at the original meaning.
这里说呢。
Here it says.
他管理他的一切家业。
He said he will take care of all his properties.
张弟兄，如果你蒙恩，
if you are saved,
有一天神要派你管理，
the Lord will send you to control.
你的一切家业。
All your properties.
不是管理神一切的家业。
It's not God's properties.
那你都管了，别人都不用管了。
So, if you take control, then other people cannot control.
这是神的爱。
And this is God's
love. 这是神的怜悯。
It's His grace.
他拣选了我们。
He has chosen us.
他都为我们预备了一份的家业。
He has prepared this inheritance.
地上的一切。
All the things on earth.
都是暂时的。
But temporary.
唯有在天上。
Only in heaven.
你我都各有一份。
You and I have our own portion.
那问题是说。
Now the question is.
你我是否忠心有见识。
Whether you and I are sensible or
faithful. 向做主是忠心的。
To be faithful to the Lord.
有见识是忠，知道神的意思。
Sensible that you know the Lord's will.
也知道家里人的需要。
And also know the needs of the
house. 是这样的仆人。
Such a servant.
有一天。
One day.
主要把他预备的那一份家业交给我们。
God will give us what he prepared.
那是丰富的家业。
It's an abundant.
那是永远的家业。
It's an eternal inheritance.
地上的一切都是暂时的。
Everything on earth is but temporary.
求主恩待我们。
So may the Lord help us.
可是有一般又恶，有一些凶恶的仆人。
But there's another group of the evil servants.
他们只管自己吃喝醉酒。
They only take care of their own self, their food,
and
their wine.
而且脾气起来就打同伴。
And when they're bad tempered, they will strike
their companions. 欺负同伴。
Companions.
他不是在那里服侍同伴。
They are not taking care of their.
这样的人。
And such.
当主回来的时候。
When the Lord comes back.
主要把他们腰斩。
The Lord will take care of them.
怎么腰斩啊？
How?
我不知道。
I don't know.
但是这个意思。
But the meaning is,
好像是说这样的幼儿的这个凶恶的仆人啊，
and this wicked servant,
他们啊没有份于神所预备的那一份家业。
They had no portion of their inheritance that God has prepared.
被斩断了。
And they got cut off.
没有希望了。
No hope.
不能承受了。
Cannot receive.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters, may the Lord help us.
我们来到末了一个比喻。
The last parable.
就是主的仆人如何向主交账。
And how did the Lord's servant give the account?
在神的委托上，我们如何向主交账？
How can we give account for what he entrusts to us?
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
主救了我们。
God has saved us.
主在一生在带领我们。
The Lord has led us.
我们要向主交账的。
We need to give account to Him.
这里说到。
Here he said.
比喻里头有三个仆人。
There are three servants.
一个领了五千的银子。
One has a five denarii.
五千就是五他连德。
And five denarii.
一他连德啊。
One denarii.
是等于六十公斤的银子。
It's about 60,000 pounds of gold.
啊，那么你们去算。
So you can count.
五他连德。
Five denarii.
五六三千。
It'd be 3,000. 三千他连德。
是很大的一个数字。
It's a big amount.
就是那个领一千银子的。
And even the servant, they have one denarii.
也是一他连德的银子。
And it's also equals to a big amount.
按照当日犹太人的那个工资。
According to the wages.
一千银子。
One denarii.
是值19年的优厚的工资。
It's equals to 19 years of wages.
在这个比喻很麻烦。
So this is not an easy.
很多人都说这个是恩赐不一样。
And they're saying we have different talents.
有的五千，有的二千，有的一千。
And some might have 5,000, some have 3,000, or 2,000.
我做这个比喻。
But for this parable,
我曾经有几十年的苦，心里的为难。
And I have many years of a difficulty.
我发现我不懂这个比喻。
I find out that I do not understand
this parable. 虽然人都说这是恩赐。
Here he says it's talents.
但是神的怜悯。
But God has mercy on us.
让我发现这不只是恩赐。
And I feel that it's not just spiritual gifts.
乃是神自己。
But it's he himself.
我想为这时间的关系。
And for the sake of time.
请弟兄姐妹们打开一首诗歌。
Let's turn to the hymn 306.
我想感谢主，这首诗歌能解决我们对于这个比喻的一些问题。
And I think that can solve our question.
为着时间的关系，我们去看那个副歌。
And let's turn only to the chorus.
306.
306.
耶稣，我主，我救主。
O Jesus, Lord and Savior,
我将自己给你。
I give myself to thee.
为什么把自己给他？
Why do I give myself to
thee? 因你为我代赎死。
For thou in thy atonement,
给的是你自己。
This gift thyself for me.
主为我们代赎的时候，
When the Lord died for us,
把他自己给了我们。
He has gave himself for us.
所以诗人说，
So the psalmist said,
从此我无别的主。
I own no other master.
我心是你宝座。
My heart shall be thy throne.
我的一生一世，
My life I give.
只要为你生活。
Henceforth to live, O Christ, for thee. 亲爱的弟兄姐妹， So dear brothers and
sisters, 这一个作诗的人给我们看见。
The songwriter said,
他对主说，
He said,
我主，我救主。
My Lord, my Savior,
我将自己给你。
I gave myself to you.
为什么？
Why?
为什么？
Why?
因为你为我代死的时候，
Because at the time when you died for me,
给的是你自己。
You gave yourself
for me. 亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
神爱我们，
God loves us.
神在他儿子里拣选我们。
He has chosen us in
his
son.
但我们却都堕落了。
But we all fell.
神怎么办？
Now what can God do?
神就差遣他的儿子。
And he sent his only son.
为我们受苦受死。
To suffer and die for us.
在宝座上荣耀的神子。
The Son of God in this glorious throne.
能不能救我们这些罪人？
Can he save us, the sinners?
能不能把他荣耀的生命给我们？
Can he give us his glorious life?
绝对不可能。
It's impossible.
哦，主要他显现，我们都完蛋了。
When he appear, we shall all die.
他太圣洁，太荣耀了。
He is such a holy and glorious Lord.
但我们要救你我。
But because to save you and me,
降生在地上，
he has to be born,
经历许多的苦难，
and experience
最后围着你，围着我的。
Finally, for you and my sins,
他被挂在十字架，
he was nailed on the cross,
经过了人的羞辱，
and been mocked by men,
撒旦的攻击，
the attack of Satan,
还有父神掩脸不看他，
and the Father turned his face away from him.
为什么？
Why?
为着你我的罪。
It's for yours and my sin.
他死在十字架。
He died on the cross.
但感谢主。
But we thank God.
他埋葬了。
When he was buried.
第三天从死里复活。
He raised from the dead in
40 days. 天之久向门徒们显现。
And it appears to the disciples 40 days.
最后他被接到荣耀里去。
And finally he was received into glory.
他差遣圣灵。
And he sent his Holy Spirit.
把他死而复活的生命带给我们。
So that he can give to us his resurrected life.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
他给的是什么？
What did he give?
不只是一点所谓的恩赐。
It's not the so-called gifts.
他救我们的时候。
When he redeemed us.
给的是他自己。
He gave himself to us.
弟兄姐妹，
所以、brothers
and sisters, 为做这一个
，for this，
我花了差不多30年的时间
，I spent almost 30 years，
才稍微摸到一点
，to try to understand。
哦，原来主给的是他自己。
Oh, the Lord gave himself.
为什么有的人5000，有的人2000，有的人1000呢
？But for some is a 5 bags of gold, some are 2 bags of gold or 1 bag.
这里有两个器皿。
Here there are 2 vessels.
不一样。
They are different.
但里面装的都是水。
But inside is all water.
都是可喝的水。
It's drinkable.
那为什么会有5000、2000、1000呢？
And why there's a difference of 5 bags or
2 bags?
Because the vessels has different measurement.
罗马书12章第三节那里说。
In Romans chapter 12:3.
总是按照我们信心的大小把他自己给我们。
God has given to us according to the measurement of our faith.
但是那个信心的大小啊。
The measurement of our faith.
这个原文不是大小。
Original meaning is not how big.
信心的度量。
The original meaning is the measurement.
我们的被造，我们的蒙赎。
Our salvation, our redemption.
度量不一样。
Our measurement is different.
如果是信心的大小就不对了。
If it's just the measurement of our faith, then it's not right.
信心大，主欢喜。
Because God loves those who have strong faith.
门徒们信心小。
But the disciples have small faith.
受主的责备。
And it was rebuked by the
Lord. 你们这些不信的人啊，小信的人啊。
You are men of little faith or no faith.
感谢主给我们。不是信心的大小。
So that is not talking about the measurement of faith.
乃是我们蒙赎的度量不一样。
It's talking about the measurement and how we
are
received
redemption.
Because God gave himself to us.
他要求我们做什么?
And what is his requirement?
如果是恩赐的话,
if it's just talent,
越多越好,
it's a more gift,
是不是?
The better, right?
但是在这里,
but here,
没有恩赐的问题。
It's not the question of gift.
你领受的是五千。
If you are leading the song, you are 5 bags
of gold. 你要穿多少倍啊? 只要一倍。
You only need to produce 1 fold.
一个领受五千的赚了五千。
If you have 5 bags of gold and you also receive back
5 bags. 他把这一万交在主的面前。
And he submit this before the Lord.
得着主的称许。
And he received
God's praise. 那个领二千的。
Those who have
也赚了二千。
Also,
同样
earn 2 bags.
得着主的称许。
They also received the same praise.We thank God.
对他们说,
the Lord said,
好,
yes,
你这又良善又忠心的仆人,
you are the good and faithful servant.
可以进来享受为你们所预备的快乐。
You can come in and receive the joy and enjoy.
那个领一千银子的,
and that one is 1 bag of gold.
主说你这个又恶又懒惰的仆人。
The Lord said that you are the lazy and also wicked servant.
我有的时候替这个仆人啊抱不平。
Sometimes I feel that is not right.
你说他懒惰吗？
You say you are lazy.
他不懒惰呀。
No, he is not.
你刚才那个领五千、领二千的，怎么赚了？赚了一倍，圣经倒没讲。
So those are 5 bags or the 2 bags of gold.
感谢主，好像他们就听主的话，就去买卖，那么就赚了一倍啊。
So they listen and they go out and they do business and they have.
但是这个领一千银子的。
But the one that who has 1 bag.
你看他多麻烦了。
Is so much trouble.
他吓得不得了。
And you're so nervous.
哎呀，主人，托我这个19年的工资啊。
Wow, this master gave me this 19 years of wages. This one bag of gold is not just a $100 bill. What am I going to do with this bag?
He's afraid.
And what happened if I lost the money?
他就找去寻找,
so he was looking around and a secret place. And dig a deep hole.
把这一拉罗的银子摆在坑里头,
and he put this one bag of gold inside
哎呀,
好, the hole.
把这个泥土啊,
and then cover it up back with soil.
左看右看,
and I look back
哎,
and forth.
看不出来这里是挖过的,
you cannot tell there's a hole there.
心里才有点安心啊,
and then he feels
回家睡觉,
and he can sleep.
睡得好吗?
Did he have a good sleep?
哎呀, 有的时候醒过来,
and sometimes
they
wake up.
那些银子不知道有没有人动手脚。
I'm not sure whether anybody steal my gold.
你看,他等候主人回来,
and he's waiting.
这些日子真是难过呀,
and really have suffered time.
他又劳苦又愁烦,
and he suffered, he become so sad.
但是主说你这个难道的苦,
but the Lord said that you are the lazy servant.
为什么叫懒惰呢?
Why is it lazy?
他所做的一切,
all that he does,
都是照着他自己的聪明的头脑,
he's doing it according to his own wisdom.
他不懂得主人的意思,
he did not know about the Lord's will.
这就是他的懒惠,
and that is the laziness.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们蒙恩了,
when we receive
我们觉得我们要爱主,
we want to love the Lord.
我们都要跟主算账,
and one day we shall give account.
所以有的弟兄姐妹啊,
but dear brothers and sisters, we really have the heart. I want to live
here,
attend the meetings, attend the service, and give good offerings for the construction of the church building. Is that good? We need to know God's will. All those to be done according to His will. And that will please Him.
那我要回来说,
now let me come back. So the one that with the five bags of gold, and he has another five bags.
从哪里来的?
Where did that come from?
弟兄姐妹,
and that is what is said in the chorus of this song.
他, 主耶稣不是告诉我们吗? 我们要做他的门徒。
Jesus wants us to be his disciples.
要背起自己的十字架,
and carry our own cross.
来跟随我们的主。
To follow our Lord.
这是主对我们的要求。
And that is his requirement.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
but dear brothers and sisters,
主所以能把他自己给我们,
and the reason why the Lord gave himself to us,
是因为他经历十字架的事。
Because he has experienced the death on the cross.
我们要把自己给主,
and when we give ourselves to the Lord,
也需要经历十字架,
we also need to go through the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
so dear,
主恩待我们,
may he have grace upon us. If our service, our labor,
是凭着自己的努力,
is according to our own
不肯, 不肯接受十字架更深的工作,
but we do not want the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters, it won't please the Lord.
所以求主恩待我们,
so may he help us. So we know that he is a good Lord. The reason he wants us to carry the cross to follow him is not trying to make us suffer, not to just make us suffer, but because of his love. Our natural man, a fallen man, a lot of time we are wicked. We cannot please the Lord. But the fallen human nature also have a strength. It can do good. Because the fruit that Adam and Eve took also have good and evil. They're all eaten inside of them. There are many people who have great love. But because of such a love, they do not want God.
就像我所说的,
it's like among The Chinese.
他们的爱心很大。
They have great love.
因为爱心太大了。
And because of this great love.
他们不认识主。
So that they do not know the Lord.
不肯接受主。
They do not want to receive Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters.
愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord help us.
你领受了是主。
You receive the Lord.
是死而复活的主。
Is the Lord that has resurrected.
我们要给主的那五千、二千或者一千。
And what we give it back to the Lord, that five or two or one bag.
需要接受十字架更深的事。
And you need to go through the deeper depth.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord help us.
这一个比喻。
This parable.
特别不容易。
It's not a easy to understand.
连许多我们所尊重的属灵的先辈。
And all those respectful,
他们都说这个银子就是恩赐。
And they all said that is the gold, the
prodigal talents. 如果是恩赐,
if it's the gifts,
就跟马太二十四章末了那一段，忠心有见识的仆人就重复了。
If it's the same, that it will be repeated, it's duplicate of Matthew 24.
主不啰嗦。
The Lord will not.
主不讲重复的话。
Duplicate words.
绝对。需要主的怜悯
is absolute, and we need His help.
求主用血遮盖
May the Lord use His blood.
我这里有一本书
I have a book here.
圣经人物信息系列第十二册
and the 12th series.
末了一篇的信息
the last message.
就是特别比较详细讲论这个三个仆人受云的比喻
and it's written in detail about the servants.
若是有这本书的人好好看一下。
So if you have this book, yeah, please spend some time and read.
你们原谅我。
Help me.
我写了这本书。
After I've written this
到了昨天到了这两天。
And until today.
我发现。
I find out.
忽略了一句话。
I omitted one sentence.
我注意的。
My focus.
就是说你为主我注意了，就是说下面的一句话。
I pay attention to the other one sentence.
就是因为你为我代死的时候。
Because when you pay the price for us.
给的是你自己。
You gave yourself to me.
但我不够在那本书里面不够重的讲。
But I did not write emphasis on the book.
是主将他自己给了我们。
The Lord gave himself to us.
我们才能够把自己给他。
Then we are able to give ourselves back to
Him.
May the Lord help us.
我简单有一点祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
慈爱的天父。
Our dear Father.
你知道我们多人的光景。
And you know our own conditions.
如果你昨天晚上就回来。
If you came back last night.
我们许多人恐怕不能见你的面。
And I'm afraid many of us are afraid to see.
因为我们还没有预备好。
Because we have not prepared.
亲爱的主啊，你怜悯我们。
Dear Lord, please.
你所以还没有回来。
The reason that you delayed.
乃是等候我们能回归。
You wait for us to repent.
能好好的预备来见你。
So that we can prepare to meet.
所以，亲爱的主。
So dear Lord.
愿你越过你的仆人。
And may you help us to serve.
把这些残缺的话说在你儿女们的里面。
So that we can present your words.
让我们在这里讲的听的。
So that those who speak or listen.
在你的光中看见我们的情形。
And once again, we are enlightened by you.
该悔改的，让我们向你悔改。
And we should repent, then we should repent.
哦，主啊，让我们愿意接受你给我们的十字架。
So that we are willing to receive your cross.
哦，谦卑的来跟随。
To humble ourselves to follow
you. 使你的善功。
So your good work.
在我们还没有见你之前。
Before we meet with you.
就能得以成全。
That been perfected.
免得在国度的时候。
So that during your kingdom,
我们要被关在门外,
that we will not be cast outside,
被赶到黑暗的地方,
will not be cast outside of the hidden darkness.
怜悯我们,
so Lord has mercy on us.
在新的年里头。
And this new days.
我们也不知道有多少的日子。
We don't know how many more days.
求你恩待我们。
So may you help us.
让我们宝贝你给我们的今日。
So that we can treasure the days you give us.
接受你给我们的十字架。
To receive the cross that you give to us.
直到我保守我们直到见你面的日子。
And to keep us until the day we see you.
奉主耶稣的名。
Pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
对不起，我又占了弟兄姐妹的时间。
I'm sorry that we take more time.